Stats SA data revealed that mining production in the month of August declined by 3.3% on an annual basis. The main laggards in keeping the overall production figure in negative territory were gold output, which declined by 14.8%, iron ore down by 18.1%, and coal by 4%. The biggest positive contributor were the platinum group metals. The good news was that mineral sales rose by just shy of 21% in the period. To unpack these numbers and general developments in the mining sector, I'm joined on the line by Jeff Nolting. He's an economist at FNB. Thanks very much, Jeff, for joining us. Now, it's only in June that overall mining production was down 25% on an annual basis. So clearly there's been a marked improvement overall for the sector since then. But just looking at the main laggards in terms of production for August, was that more a factor around specific constraints within those sectors rather than the lockdown itself?
So I think the lockdown certainly has a huge influence on mining operations. I think it's very difficult to sort of switch these things on and switch them off and then switch them back on. So with the headline number, mining down 3.3%, and quite surprisingly, gold was the largest detractor of that, and that was still down about 15% year on year. As well as being pulled on by iron ore and coal.
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, there are different dynamics for the different minerals, but what's your view on demand for bulk commodities right now and their prices, and is the Chinese economy coming to the party in this regard?
So I think when we see with a lot of our trading partners, specifically China, where we export most of our minerals, we certainly see a huge upsurge in demand from them. So I think as they come back on, we've seen particularly if we look at some of the mineral sales, iron ore up almost 40% year on year. I think with the unprecedented government stimulus packages with a lot of our trade partner countries, we see that platinum group metal miners have continued to benefit from the high commodity prices. And we believe that incentivized the platinum producers to increase their output. And that obviously resulted in PGMs positively contributing to the overall headline number growing by about 13% year on year.
Yeah. PGMs and gold have had a sterling run, of course. Do you expect that to be sustained going forward? Although, of course, we know that the factors driving each of those commodities do differ.
Yeah, so obviously with platinum group metals, a huge driver is that is the demand for the use in catalytic converters. And I think as the global economy continues to reopen, we should see an increased surge in vehicles, and platinum group metals will certainly benefit from that. But obviously with gold being in highly uncertain times and the commodity seen as a safe haven investment and a store of value for investors, I think as the global economy continues to open and financial markets can start to stabilize, we may see gold prices starting to stabilize as well.
We have the economic recovery plan being announced soon. Do you expect the mining sector to feature as a possible catalyst for growth? Are there potential pockets of growth in the sector, do you think?
Yeah, looking ahead, I think the sector faces a number of challenges. I think reliable and affordable electricity are certainly one of the largest concerns for the sector. So we certainly hope to see in the economic recovery plan announced by the president on Thursday that there will be certain changes in regulation there. We are emboldened by recent developments in the regulation of self-generation of electricity, and that will certainly bolster investor confidence within the sector.
Yes, but of course, the whole electricity story, yes, it's positive, but these things will take time. In the meantime, we do continue to be faced with the threat of load shedding from Eskom.
Yeah, I think there's it's certainly going to take a number of at least years until we recover with Eskom. So they've announced that their philosophical maintenance plan should be completed by about 18 months. But we've seen in the past that a lot of these plans certainly take a little bit longer than initially planned.
Mm. We've got the midterm budget coming up next week or so. It's going to be quite a balancing act for the finance minister. What are your expectations?
So I think the finance minister will hopefully announce a lot of reforms. I think less government consumption expenditure, certainly have to get the government wage bill under control. And hopefully we see a lot of plans for increased capital expenditure, new infrastructure projects, as well as containing a lot of the debt servicing costs as well.
Yeah. Is there money?
Certainly hope so. So as a South African, I'm optimistic, I'm cautiously optimistic that SA Inc. will certainly come out of this hopefully quite stronger.
That was Jeff Nolting. He's an economist at FNB.